Hello there, and welcome along to The Big Debate. Today we are investigating TV filth and where to find it. My guest is top TV executive Arthur Grunt. Hello, Arthur.
Hello there, it's nice to be on your show.
Mr. Grunt, you have been called the King of Sleaze by the tabloids.
Oh, that's very nice of them, hey!
Yes, Mr. Grunt. I have this survey here that says 90% of the output on your TV channel is gratuitous sex and violence, and the other 10% is adverts.
I refute that entirely. Adverts is 15%. Nah. What we do is we take a whole new perspective to the broad-minded viewer on dull old formats.
Yes, Mr. Grunt, but some people think your coverage is rather tasteless.
What about our coverage of the Trooping of the Colour? That were good.
Yes, your coverage consisted of 15 page three girls and a back of pigs going past a cardboard cutout of the Queen. Also, the event appeared to be taking place in a supermarket car park.
Yeah, well, better than the household cavalry, weren't it? And it was more convenient for the people, instead of clogging up central London. That's public service broadcasting, that is.
Not for the unfortunate manager of the supermarket in question, it wasn't.
He chased us out, humorless bleeder. Well, it's better boys for us next year, I'm telling you.
Another one of your programmes caused a great deal of controversy with a scene of extreme torture.
Are you referring to Noddy in Toyland?
Noddy in Toyland, yes.
Yeah, well, I must say that decision was taken by people of the highest possible artistic integrity. The story demanded that that happened. If Noddy hadn't been threatened with electrocution by PC Plod, he would never have pleaded guilty to the parking offence.
I'm actually quite surprised you managed to get the rights to Noddy in the first place.
Yeah. Can we move on now?
Yes, there's been a lot of discussion about your newsreader, Barbara Bazookas.
Oh, yes, Barbara's a wonderful girl, wonderful. Lovely speaking voice, good pronunciation, nice rapport with the viewers.
She reads the news stark naked.
Does she? I can't say I'd ever noticed, but I'm sure it brings her closer to the people, and the people closer to her, well, some of them.
It's a bit off when she's reading an item of great importance.
Ah, but we got around that by only having trivial and silly items on the news. That and disguised trailers for other programmes.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, it seems to work for ITV.
In conclusion, Mr. Grunt, it has been said that your TV station is full of cheap, degrading and nasty programmes. Is there anything that can be said in your channel's favour?
Whoa, yeah! You get a better picture than on Channel 5!